Hey, every time our music plays, it's really like Russian roulette. It's like, what's gonna come out of the barrel? Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Drive Through HR. Nisha and I are holding it down with one of our industry's favorites, actually. If you've met him, you like him. If you haven't met him, well, that's on you. You should. Josh, how are you doing today, brother?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know that things are probably really calm right now. I'm just assuming that, you know, you don't have a whole lot going on. And thanks for killing 30 minutes with us, right?
Anytime. I love it. Right? I love coming. So, yeah, there's absolutely nothing going on. We're totally on thumbs over here. And, you know,
yeah.
Plenty of time in the day.
Yeah, it's really the calm before the storm. That's what's really going on here. And we want to go, because you've had a wonderful career so far with everything you did at HireRight and with everything you did with HireVue, and they're doing wonderful things and all that good stuff. But you got a new gig, and we got to talk about the new gig, because now that you can actually talk about it and the whole thing, you're getting some airplay, there's press releases and awards and accolades, and people are talking about you. So take us in, introduce yourself. And then we're going to quickly get into Q Social, and I want to dig really deeply into that, and we'll talk some HR tech stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will clear it up. My last name is pronounced Schwady. I get often confused with the great Saturday Night Live skit with Alex Baldwin, yeah, no, excited to be here. Joined Q Social. About 4 months ago, came over from HireVue. Q Social is headquartered out of my hometown in Chicago, which I'm super excited about. There's not a lot of HR tech, HCM companies that are doing a lot in Chicagoland. So that's one of the big things we're going to do is try and grab that flag. It reminds me a lot, guys, of HireVue in the early days. You know, got a great product, a very passionate list of customers, and a pretty underexposed brand. And so they asked me to come on and help out, help grow everything. So we're running all go-to-market, you know, helping out with that. And it's been a fun 4 months, talked to a lot of people. And there's a lot of goodness going on here. Really, the goal of Q Social is to solve a couple of business problems. The first is to help measure social recruiting in a way that hasn't been able to be done before. And the second thing is really trying to activate your employees, and those could be recruiters, it could be talent ambassadors, hiring managers, so activate them around your talent brand by serving up content for them to share with their social networks. And the question we always ask is, hey, of your employees, you know, if you think about the social network of your employees, what percentage of those contacts in those social networks are sitting in your CRM or sitting in your ATS? And it's a very, very low percentage. And so what we're trying to do is, you know, take that awesome brand and get it in the hands of people that want to talk about it and share it and ultimately drive real business outcomes with your social strategy.
So I always laugh at titles at startups, because at the end of the day, you can be taking out the trash one moment and coding or uploading data into the Salesforce.com or whatever. And I know that most people would know you because of all your prowess around business development and channel deals, et cetera. What's your role at Q?
Yeah, so I've got a pretty generic title, right? Executive Vice President. So we're all doing a lot of different things over here. Mainly what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to evangelize our message in the marketplace. So I'm going to build out a sales team. I'm going to build out a lead generation function. Alliances and partnerships are going to be very key to our strategy, and I've done that for the past 10 years at HireRight and HireVue. So I'm going to build out that stuff. So all those activities roll up, but I mean, at the end of the day, we're not providing a product or a service that's replacing something. We're net new, very similar to HireVue in the early days, and so it just requires everybody at the company to be kind of all hands on deck at all times, right? Because you're trying to tell people about something and how it works, and get them to think differently about the way they're doing things currently.
So for those that aren't super familiar with Q, and you've given us a little bit, and some of this is referential, right? So when you bring something new to market, you almost have to say, well, it's like Salesforce.com, but it does this big. So it's, so how do you, when you first meet somebody like Firestone, you're sitting down with all the talent acquisition folks at Firestone, how do you get it into their minds? Like, how do you place Q Social in their minds?
Well, you have to, right? I mean, that goes back to like old marketing classes, right? Of when you've got a product, you have to make it look similar to something else so the buyer can frame it. And so the first thing we talk about, honestly, like if you sat in on one of our sessions, the first thing we talk about is what have you been doing since social recruiting kind of birthed in 2009. Right. So what's working, what's not working? And people always tell us, they're like, well, listen, we're investing a lot of time and money. We don't know how to measure it. We're getting pressure from hiring managers to find more talent and fill the talent pipeline. We need more employee referrals. We'd like to clone certain employees because they're great. And we've got content that we're trying to get in the right hands. And so we talk about those challenges first. And then what we tell them is listen, you've got this brand that you're pushing up to, all these companies have a Facebook careers page and a LinkedIn careers page and a Twitter careers page, and they've got great content that they're pushing up there, but that content is limited by the followers that are on their company's social network pages, right? You can invest all this money in these great videos or great stories, but if nobody's following you on these social networks, no one's going to see them. Now, contrast that with your employees who are your most important asset in your company. You can't open an annual report as CEO at a publicly traded firm and not read about talent as their number one most important asset. So you got these employees. You know, if they're dialed in to your mission and they like working every day, they want to talk about that, but, you know, they've been restricted by marketing to not be social about the brand because they want to protect the brand. So what we're doing is we're making it easy for you to take all that great employment branding content that you've already got, but approve it and push it to your employees and so they can share it into their social networks. And so that's really all it is we're taking stuff you're already doing with your messaging and distributing to your employees and activating them as ambassadors of your talent brand that they can then share with their networks. And then there's a bunch more that comes with it, but that's it in its simplest form is activating those employees and letting them share content with their friends and families.
Well, Josh, I totally agree with you for making employees the brand ambassadors of an organization. So how can organizations get their employees to talk?
Yeah, so how do they get them to talk? That's really what Q Social does, right? So if you opt into Q Social as an employee of a company, let's say, Sodexo is a great example. They're a long-term customer. You know, if you're an employee there and you wanna opt in, you can be added to the system and you hook up your social networks, and then when that happens, you're gonna receive alerts via either text message or email that get pushed to you of information about why Sodexo is a great place to work, awards that they win, profiles on employees. And so, what we're doing is we're proactively serving that up, one time a day, two times a day to employees for them to share. And so all they have to do, if they can use text messaging or email, they can use Q Social, because we just make it drop dead simple for anybody to use it. And what we're doing along the way, though, is we've built a game engine into this. So there's 175 different challenges, and we've essentially gamified the process of using social media for business. And so in the early days, for people that might not be used to using social, we're going to give them easy challenges to go grow and build their network. Right? Go follow 20 people on Twitter. Go link up with 20 people on LinkedIn. And then as they move through the game, the challenges get progressively harder, and we're going to push them to cultivate that network and engage with that network. And then once they're engaged with that, we're going to drive them with challenges that drive towards real business outcomes. Right? Get an employee referral. Add somebody into your CRM. Get some people to get hired through Q Social. Like we can pass data to those systems to be able to track that. So what the game does, when I was looking at this is really, to me, the best application of gamification I've seen so far. We're actually taking a business process, which is social media and social recruiting, and creating a game that's going to drive real business outcomes. And that's really what heads of talent, heads of social wanted. They wanted trackable, measurable results and outcomes that shows where that investment's going.
Well, you talked about trackable and measurable results, right? So normally this question comes to my mind when it comes when I'm thinking about how do I measure social recruiting? As you said in the very beginning of our during the pre-show, what are some questions that you get asked from your clients when it comes to measuring the effort that they put on their social media platform?
Well, I think it's a great question, and we always ask them to take a step back and say, well, what, you know, what are we trying to do with talent, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
in general, what's our talent acquisition strategy? What's our sourcing strategy? You know, we were just with one of our other customers, Allstate, a couple of days ago, and they were sharing with us that they've got a couple of huge initiatives around certain types of hiring that they're doing. And what they wanted to do is they wanted to take their social content strategy and map it to whatever that overarching talent acquisition strategy was to help fulfill those goals. So before you do anything social, I think you got to figure out what's happening in the business, what are we trying to accomplish, and then how can social help or augment that, right? And so that's really, really important. And I think that might have been what's been missed the past few years is everybody's in this big race to have some sort of social media presence. So you're teaching your teams how to get on social and how to use Twitter for recruiting and let's get our LinkedIn page up and our Facebook page up and, you know, our Pinterest page up. But it was kind of an arms race to go do that. But then it's like, all right, no, we built it. Now what? You know, and I don't think anybody really thought long and hard about what are we trying to accomplish because it was kind of the everyone's doing it. We need to be on social. We know we need to be there. And that's good. And I think that's okay. That was kind of, I'd say, 1.0 of what we needed to do with social. And now it's trying to turn it into measurability. And so, you know, we track all kinds of stuff, right? We track content that you share, like what's the most shared content that your users share, and then contrast that with what's the most clicked on content. And it's always an eye-opener when we can contrast those reports with each other. It's like what you thought was important is what you shared, but the reality is here's what your readers wanted to see, you know, and then you go back and analyze that. We can track how big your network reach is growing on a month-over-month basis across your users. We can track the activity that's happening with the posts that you're doing, right? Is it getting read? Is it getting retweeted, favorited, you know, commented, all that stuff? So what we try and do is we built the analytics engine with the recruiting funnel in mind, and so when we report that back to our customers, you know, we literally have our funnel that we show the metrics and how they tie into the top of the funnel, you know, down towards the bottom of the funnel.
So that's the metrics, current metrics, metrics 101, if you will. What do you think the future of the social recruiting metrics looks like, the next 3 to 5 years, if you will?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Inherently social, I mean, if you talk to any marketer, right, social is a hard thing to measure in general. And really, attribution is hard, right? I mean, if I'm a passive candidate and I go to, you know, I go to a networking event and meet somebody and then maybe I sit in on a, you know, a webinar about the company and maybe I take a call from a recruiter, there's a few different touch points that happen before I decide to engage. And so I think that's always a challenge in general. But the reality is those are all little data points or cookie crumbs, right, that are happening. And you want to track all that. And then, I mean, that's the beauty of data and big data nowadays is you can start to aggregate this from different systems to learn things. I wouldn't say QSocial is a big data play by any means, but you know, data and metrics are important, and we feel like if your system's going to be valuable, it has to be measurable and tie it back to something. So I think down the road is what you'll see is companies. I'd love to see recruiting departments hire more data scientists. I saw I don't remember what blog post this was, but somebody wrote this, I'm blanking on who it was, but they talked about that as a trend. I think that's really important because there's more data than ever that's there. And so if you've got different systems that you're leveraging, most of these systems provide analytics, but they also provide, you know, you can download a, you know, Excel spreadsheet or CSV file, and then you can aggregate it with some other stuff and play with some variables. So I'd like to see the future not just tying all those measurements together, but talent acquisition or talent management getting really serious about data and bringing in some analysts that can do that for them real time.
So what are the current perceptions / misperceptions of social recruiting?
I'm thinking about that one. I just, you know, before I came over here, I called up a lot of
friends who candidly had budget, right? These are heads of talent or directors of TA, you know, people that are buyers, right? And I just said, kind of surveyed them informally, said, what's working? What do you like? What's, you know, with social, what's working, what's not working? What would you like to change? And, you know, I think the dirty secret was that they just kind of whispered, we just don't know what we're getting. We know we need to be there. We have to engage on there, but we just don't know. We don't know how we're doing. Are we getting more candidates? Are we getting better candidates? Are we wasting our time? How are we doing relative to our competition when it comes to our talent brand? So I just think there's probably the biggest misunderstanding is I think there's uncertainty around what's working and what's not working, and they need that question answered.
Indeed. Well, there's a say, recruitment has always been social from the very inception itself, right? So when it comes to social recruiting, what do recruiters get wrong when they are using a tool that is pretty much easy to connect with candidates?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. We'll ask a lot of times, you're doing social, what's social about what you're doing? And they'll be like, well, we're using LinkedIn. And this is by no means a slam on LinkedIn. I mean, they've got a lot of value there, right? I mean, LinkedIn is the database, right? So recruiters bought licenses for LinkedIn Recruiter, and they're getting access to basically talent that's in a database that they're paying for, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I would say that's social recruiting. Now, building your network on LinkedIn and then leveraging, you know, I love the news feed that they've added in the past, you know, 2 years, and then being able to push content now in the past couple months, well, they'll let you author your own content, and then, you know, driving engagement with your LinkedIn network. Now, that's social. But I don't think, I'll tell you what, I see a lot more vendors posting content and authoring content in my social feed and LinkedIn versus actual recruiters doing it. And so I think what's happening is I think recruiters think they're being social by using LinkedIn Recruiter. The reality is they need to build their networks, and they need to be engaging with their audiences on there to truly be interactive and social.
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to go back to one of your point of hiring data scientists to help recruiters make right decisions. For sometimes, let's say if it is a smaller organization, they don't even have the budget to hire data scientists per se. So what are some skills that you would suggest to them to improve on? Let's not depend on data scientists, but then probably learn some skills and then start working from there.
Yeah, so I mean, I think the beauty about technology, right? I mean, let's think back to HR Tech 2004. I don't know how many people were there, but I mean, the types of tools that were there are way, way different than they are today, right? I mean, you're not going to find a bigger advocate of the HR Technology Conference than me. I think there's more that you can get done in a couple days there than probably 6 to 12 months, and that's where everybody's at, right? That's the one time we all gather. So if you think back to past conferences that you've been to or industry events and where it is now, you know, technology has evolved. It's easier than ever to start a company, right? You've got things like Amazon Web Services that make it really easy for companies to host data. You know, software engineering skills software engineers have become way more open, at least the languages, and so it's easier to do stuff. So the tools that, you know, a talent acquisition professional have available to them are better than ever. And like I said earlier, most of them have analytics that are available. So if you're a smaller business and you can't hire a data scientist, don't treat your technology providers as vendors. These guys are really partners to you, a huge pet peeve of mine. You know, and they're there to make you successful. They've got more than enough functionality than you probably need. And so put the pressure on them to say, hey, guys, you have some sort of measurement analytics. What are some key things that I need to be looking at here? You know, so I would put the onus on the buyer to work really closely in partnership, you know, with their providers, their service providers, to help them get access to the data or more importantly, the insights. So it's not just necessarily about the data, but it's what do you make of the data? And vendors hire, you know, we hire smart people on our side, and so I think buyers need to leverage them.
So you mentioned HR Tech, and we love this show, right? So What's y'all's HR tech? I know that you probably won't have any time during the days, but you got any awards, you got sessions, like what's the bit? What are y'all doing? You know, here we are the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th for that 4 or 5 day stint in Vegas.
Yeah, we're pumped. I mean, it's kind of, I think Q Social is really getting put on the map via HR Tech here. So we were lucky enough to be one of the short list of companies selected for the 2014 Top HR product. So that's really cool. So we get the at the lunch on Wednesday, you know, they give those awards out. So it's just, I mean, that's the application process, and you got to go through a few interviews and stuff. And so we're super pumped about that. I think it's a big validation point for us, you know, because that's really where they highlight a lot of innovation. And then, you know, Steve Vose is putting on the two panels this year, the one, Awesome New Technologies, and then the one that we're in, which is the Awesome New Startup panel. So, and, you know, even though we've been around for a couple of years, you know, I think he's putting together some brands that people might not have heard of before. And so that's Friday morning, bright and early, 8 o'clock. So I know anyone that's going to be in there is going to be a complete diehard on the last day of the conference. So we've got those going on. We've got customers who are going to be coming by our booth, you know, to talk about it. And I'm just, candidly, it's hard because, like, we're going to be doing some briefings in the briefing room. We're going to be down on the exhibit floor at our booth, but the sessions are always really good, too. And it's I wish I could be in two or three different places at once because it's hard to move around and be in all those places. But I'm excited. I think this show, you know, in the 10 years, it's improved every year. And, again, it's the only place that this industry of human capital gathers, you know. And I talk to so many people that don't go to this conference, too, and it's, you know, I would encourage anybody, if you are in HR, if you're in talent, you do anything. It's not a technology show. I mean, there's a lot of technology there, but it's really a best practices and process show, and, you know, technology is one of the things that are on showcase. So I'm excited. Get out there on Tuesday and there through Friday.
Well, I can't wait to see you, albeit it'll be 3 minutes somewhere in a hallway, I'm sure. I got a question from the Twitter stream about quality versus quantity, and I know you probably get asked this question a jillion times. What's y'all's take now that you're digging into the metrics, now that you're seeing certain things? What's your kind of standard pat answer for quality versus quantity in social networks?
Yeah, man. You know, I mean, it depends on what your company and goals are, right? I mean, if you're a high volume, you know, just was with an exploding restaurant chain yesterday, and they, you know, they're opening up new properties, you know, every quarter. For them, it's a math game. You know, they're gonna do the training that's gonna get people up to speed to do the job, you know, but they need quantity because, you know, they can get them where they need to get them, right? So, but then you've got different types of jobs where quality is really, really important. So, yeah, I think it kind of goes back again to the recruiting strategy and the size of company. And as it relates to social, you know, I mean, it's just, I had an opportunity to go to the Glassdoor Employer Branding Summit, which was probably the best conference I've been to in a couple of years. It was a one-day summit out in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. All the videos are streaming online, so if you go to their Twitter feed, I think it's GD for Glassdoor, GD for Employers. They've got all the videos, and we talked a lot about that, right? You have to pay attention to what's happening on Glassdoor. You have to pay attention to what's happening on social, because this can really help separate you from your competition. So, you know, it's hard, but that's where the measurements come in, and it's like, what are we trying to accomplish for the quarter? What's our content that we're pushing out? And then measuring as those people become hires, that's where I think where things could get interesting with us is if we eventually, you know, integrate with some talent management systems and you see how these employees do down the road and you've drawn some correlations where it's like, hey, well, these are some people. Glassdoor had an amazing stat of people that are applying via Glassdoor, jobs that are posted on there, like the hire manager satisfaction with those hires is like through the roof. So because they're taking the time and the diligence to do the research before they even interview. So that was pretty interesting stat I heard from those guys.
Cool. So, George, we have about 5 minutes left at this point, and while we were talking about HR tech and HR technology, I'm going to ask this debatable topic. Does HR need technology, or technology needs HR? What's your take on that?
Well, I don't think it's just HR. I think, I mean, if you're a business person today, everybody needs technology. I mean, you have
mm-hmm.
to. You know, it's a new world where, I mean, just think about, you know, your phone that you use every day and the amount of information that you got access to via your apps. You know, that's way different than 5 years ago, right? And most of us probably, and we manage our time with that, right? But, you know, there's information there. So I can't imagine, you know, pulling out a map, right, and trying to navigate myself, you know, anymore. So I think that's the analogy is just, you know, technology is there, and the ones that understand how to leverage it and tie it into their business strategies are the ones that are successful, you know? I mean, there's an overabundance of technology. That's the thing. I think the hardest part of, if I'm running talent or HR, I'm getting calls all day. How do I understand, you know, who to pay attention to? Because I walk the floor. I mean, there's amazing
mm-hmm.
stuff that's there. If I was a buyer, I don't know where I'd spend my money. There's all kinds of good stuff. So it comes down to trying to figure out, what am I trying to accomplish in 2015 and 16 and what matters most. So long-winded answer, but I think everybody needs technology.
All right. So what is the most disruptive idea that you have ever seen in the HR tech world?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's a toughie. I don't know. That's very controversial, too. You know, if you think about it, right, I mean, you had old school faxing of resumes, right, and then the notion of putting a resume on a website, jobs on a website and people applying was crazy, right? That was not
mm-hmm.
even, you know, there's no way that's ever going to work, right? And then we saw that happen with post-hire stuff, with performance reviews and, you know, goal setting and whatnot, right, which that's not going to work, right? We've got these big file cabinets. What are we going to do with our file cabinets with all these paper files in HR, right? And then maybe the analogy going back to HireVue, right, is, well, why would anybody ever want to talk into a webcam, right? And the reality is when people realize it wasn't about the video, it was about a candidate telling their story once where they might not have ever had a chance to tell their story in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Countless examples of people getting hired who probably never would have gotten hired off of LinkedIn profile or a resume, you know? And that was, and now there's, I mean, William, how many digital interviewing providers are there now? Some crazy
146.
Right. So, you know, 5 years ago, the list of that was probably three. So you can make a pretty strong argument that that's been very disruptive. There's disruption. They come probably in five-year waves, you know, just as relative to the process is trying to get, you know, reinvented. So I don't know. I think you could pick any – I think you could throw a dart at a calendar, Nisha, and you could think about, what was happening at that time. Man, at that time, that was perceived as being very disruptive, right?
Yeah.
So – you know, you could talk about job boards, right, and what's happened with job boards and LinkedIn, and, you know, there's all kinds of disruption. I don't know if there's the most disruptive. I just think it's whatever is happening at that period of time.
Cool things are happening. So, George, thank you so much. Always a pleasure having you at Drive-Thru HR, and good luck with your HR tech. So where can our audience connect with you and continue this conversation?
I'm on Twitter at Josh Schwede, and that's spelled S-C-H-W-E-D-E. Or you can, you know, find me on LinkedIn or Facebook or one of those. I'm there, and I'm always happy to engage, debate, discuss all kinds of stuff. I'm one of those HR nerds, so I like talking about that stuff.
Well, thank you so much, Josh, joining with us and sharing your lunch time. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in at Drive-Thru HR. We will talk to you all tomorrow.